This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A program to help provide health insurance for undocumented Coloradans has signed up thousands of people. Here's CPR's John Daly.
It's called OmniSalud. It's being managed by the state exchange Connect for Health Colorado. In 2021, lawmakers passed a law requiring companies selling insurance offer plans with lower fixed costs and make them available to all, no matter documentation status. Since the start of November, the program has enrolled 10,000 people. Advocates say more funding could become available in the future, but it will take time to grow under the current law. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Sales of fuel-efficient and electric cars surged in Colorado last year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Gas-guzzling vehicles, mostly SUVs and other light trucks, are still king in Colorado. But industry data shows registrations of new battery electric vehicles were up nearly 50% in the fourth quarter of 2022 compared with the same period in 2021. Hybrid and plug-in hybrid sales saw increases too. The bump in sales happened as gas prices hit historic highs last year. Yet state officials are proposing new incentives for EVs to boost sales even more. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
It could take more training for Colorado teenagers to get a driver's license. A proposal in the legislature would require that people under 18 get 30 hours of driver's ed and 6 hours behind the wheel before they could apply for a license. Current law allows anyone over 16 to test for their license without any previous training. This is CPR News.